It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Wednesday afternoon, Stats Canada released their March 31st stocks report, and it was a little surprising when you saw the numbers coming out of Canada. When we return from the break, we'll talk about just what Canada's got in their bins for grain.
Spring planting is here, and it's time to make the final adjustments to your 2026 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Canada's stocks report for March 31st was a little bit negative for the U.S. grains, mainly because of just how much grain is in the bins up in Canada. For all wheat, wheat stocks rose 12% over last year, mainly due to a large increase in production last year. Looking at it for total wheat, stocks sit at 19.5 million metric tons, up 12%. Durum stocks are sitting at 3.4 million metric ton. That's up 19% from the previous year. While spring wheat is sitting at 16.1 million metric ton. That was up about 11% from the previous year. Now looking at canola stocks, those really saw a big increase. Canola stocks were up 27% year over year due to a record production throughout the 25 growing season. We also did see a little bit of a slower export pace for canola as exports are down 25%, mainly due to the little bit slower beginning of the marketing year with their trade dispute with China, but also because of the tariffs with some of the major trading partners. Domestic use, though, on the other hand, has seen a pretty good increase for canola in Canada, mainly due to the crushing for the biofuel side of things. That was actually at a new record, up about 6%. For corn, stocks were up about 3.5%. Soybean stocks fell by 46%. And barley stocks were up flat from the previous year. Overall, this shows that there's plenty of canola sitting up in Canada, and there's plenty of wheat at this point, and they're two of our bigger competitors for those two. Now, if we continue to see the biofuels industry increase as projected, that will pull down some of the stocks for canola, but it might influence what Canadians are going to look at planting for this spring.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.